Whoa, it's outside the box. Making no assumptions, even about history. Today's topic is, The South Won the Civil War? The book title was challenging. Heather Cox Richardson's How the South Won the Civil War. Well, I knew immediately that Richardson was not talking about a military victory, but something else. And I was right. Richardson's interpretation of a victory in the Civil War was of the South's culture of individual freedom and liberty, but not equality, held by most Southerners and eventually many others in the U.S. That culture believed the country should continue to be run by an aristocracy of wealthy white males, just as it had been before the Civil War. The South lost militarily, but their culture and attitude about a white male oligarchy lived on. There were superiors, represented by wealthy plantation owners and businessmen, and inferiors, women, poor whites, and all blacks. Equality meant wealth redistribution, something rich Southern plantation owners could not stomach. Wealthy Southerners used a divide-and-conquer strategy to keep poor whites and blacks separate from each other, so they could not combine forces and vote to overthrow an oligarchic system of leadership in the South. Equality was espoused by abolitionists in the North, and they attempted to force it on Southerners during Reconstruction. But many equated equality with wealth redistribution, breaking up plantations, which would have meant the seizing of cotton fields, as well as freeing the slaves who worked those fields. When the U.S. was founded in the late 1700s, its interpretation of all men are created equal meant only men, not women, only whites, and only those who own land. While that interpretation was changing in the North, it remained steadfast in the Southern and into Western states, even despite a military defeat in the Civil War. The purpose of the federal government, as far as wealthy Southerners were concerned, was only security and the protection of life, liberty, and people's property. Nothing more. Otherwise, let's have freedom and liberty for all. Had the South accepted the primacy of equality, it would not have created Jim Crow laws and a highly racialized and class-based society, which maintained white superiority over Southern blacks. The separate but equal philosophy was legalized by the Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson decision in 1896. It symbolized the decline of true equality as a significant ethic in much of this country. The concept of states' rights, espoused before the Civil War but maintained after it, justified the focus on freedom and liberty. This continued through the late 1800s and into the mid-1900s, before the civil rights movement in the South and other liberation movements shook up society. Even FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, had trouble getting New Deal programs through Congress because coalitions of Southern and Western members of Congress would block proposed legislation. The denial of minimum wage coverage for farm workers, even today, is a result of a Depression-era policy crafted by legislators from the South and West. The priorities of individual freedom and liberty for many people continue to this day, especially in the so-called red states of the South, Midwest, and Western states away from the coast. That's why someone could argue the South was also a winner, even though it lost the Civil War militarily. While the rejection of equality and the embrace of freedom and liberty seemed to be true in much of the South and West, I was not very convinced by Richardson's argument that those values motivated wealthy Southerners. Racism, keeping blacks out of power, may have been a more important reason to keep a tight control on government in the South and in Congress. Sometimes I wish the South had won, and we in the rest of the U.S. didn't have to deal with the Make America Great Again attitudes of those still stuck in the 19th and 20th centuries. However, the continuation of slavery and the eventual liberation of black people might have been an even more traumatic experience than what did take place. Who do you think won the Civil War? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping another Civil War is not on the way.